This is 99.3 Nigerian FM. Just a common person representing Femi and the gang and bringing to you Game On tonight. That's Burna Boy, by the way, on the song Come On Person, one of the bangers from that album Love Damini. And we're ready to take you through more excitement on the nation's number one station for news, talk and sports right here, right now. This is 99.3 Nigerian Info. But you knew that. Yeah, should have known that already, shouldn't you?
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all.
All right, guys, here we are on the nation's number one station for news, talk and sports. And there's so much to have to bring to you on the Game On presentation for the evening, including the look back at the weekend's action, cup victories for Bayern Munich's rivals in RB Leipzig in Germany and Manchester City in England. What's next for the citizens? And again, how really can we rate the success or disappointment for the high-profile sides in England for the 2022-23 campaign? Now, the season is officially over for these teams in England. That is, one more step is the Champions League, but in England, they're done with the Carabao Cup, they're done with the FA Cup, and they are done with the Premier League as well, too. Right here in Nigeria, those teams are battling to get different prizes, 100 million naira and the tag of being champions of the NPFL, and an opportunity to qualify for the CAF Champions League Confederation Cup, too. Lagos hosting these top six teams in the Super Six. In tennis, Novak Djokovic is into the quarterfinal stage of the French Open. Formula One has the brilliance of Max Verstappen, who's won again in the Spanish Grand Prix. And it was a weekend filled with exits of some high-profile players, from Zlatan Ibrahimovic to Karim Benzema to Eden Hazard. We do have some transfer stories for you too on the broadcast for tonight. So this is Game On. Come on, let's enjoy it together.
Hi guys, I'm Victor Osimhen. Keep listening to... Keep listening to Femi and the Gang on Nigeria Info.
Yeah, we're going to speak about that guy too, Victor Osimhen, because he still cannot stop scoring, and he did that again over the course of the weekend. Welcome to the show. My name is Chuma Nolly. I have Adeze Michael in the studio with me. How are you doing, Adeze?
Hi, Chuma. Good evening. I'm fine now.
Beautiful.
And it's a Monday evening. It's been a one kind of day like that, but I'm particularly excited that the Super Six is live. It actually kept me quite busy. But I'm a bit disappointed that the stadium is a bit scanty. People are there, but we can do better. Well, if we claim Lagos is home of football,
yeah.
I don't know why people are seated at home and then you're not going to at least catch one of the games. There are about three of them, 2 p.m. game, 4, and the one currently going on now, Sunshine Stars and Bendel Insurance. I don't know why people are not trooping into the stadium to go watch the game. The Premier League is done and dusted, and it's not your own, and it will never be your own. So guys, find a way to get to the stadium and pay for the ticket, support our league, so that we can also have bragging rights when it comes to having a better league. So everyone is focused on the Premier League. It can never be your own. Support your own. If you don't support your own, nobody will support it for you. So guys, good evening and welcome to Game On.
All right, get that part. Try and ensure that we have bragging rights and not dragging rights, as the case is. Yeah, there's all of the platforms through which you can speak to us are plenty. They are WhatsApp, there's Twitter, there's the phone lines too, and there's even Skype for those who are listening to us outside Nigeria. Before I get into the football series, let me take these comments that had come in from our Courtside Show earlier from WhatsApp. He says, hi, Courtside Gang. Well, my Spurs, that's San Antonio Spurs, have been sent to the trenches this season, but I'm still a lover, basketball lover. However, I saw the game 2-win results for the Miami Heat with an over 2-1 6.5 experience for them when many experts were calling on that 207.5. But I believe the Nuggets will steal game 3, you say. Good job, guys. Hashtag Spurs. Michel, thanks for all that on WhatsApp. Okay, I hope your San Antonio Spurs can be a sport team to do better next season. If there's a word like that, really. Good evening, Femi and the gang. I'm still disappointed with Doc Rivers on how he approached our game from game 5 to 7 in the Eastern Conference semifinals against the Celtics. He lost us. He cost six us the NBA. I'm glad he's no more with the Philadelphia 76ers, as the case is. Says playoff Jimmy Butler deserves a ring this season, and I'm rooting for the Miami Heat to win the NBA. Heats are winning the trophy in game 6. Lotana has that on, also on WhatsApp. Thank you, Lotana. Watch this space. The good thing is game 6 will not come until we're done with courtside next week, so we'll still have an opportunity to see if your projection is anything closer to coming to fruition by the time we come around for the show in 7 days' time. Now we can get into full gear as to what last weekend offered us. First off, starting from England, and of course, you know, we'll certainly touch on the high-profile stuff in Lagos, Nigeria. The Super 6 still on, just like Adizi has mentioned to you, our coverage of the competition has been bubbling on Nigeria and full since on Saturday, and we're not going to be done until the tournament comes to a climax and we do have a champion for the league. But here's an update for you. Halftime at the Mobolaji Johnson Stadium here in Lagos. It's Bendel Insurance leading Sunshine Stars by a goal to nothing. That goal was scored by Nwachukwu in the 7th minute of the game. So Insurance of Benin are leading Sunshine Stars by a goal to nothing at this time. Well, there was more than one goal scored in the FA Cup final on Saturday.
Wembley! And the second one is out. But I've had 15 lucky dips, so I could win a beer. Which one of you will help to stop my passports out of here? Shine, shine the light of luck on me tonight.
It's about trying to shine the light of luck, and that's exactly what one team tried to get, because on paper they were not favourites for the final, so they hope that luck will also shine for them too, until they wouldn't have cause to be trembly in front of the assembly watching the game in Wembley. But eventually they lost the fixture, Manchester United being beaten by Manchester City by 2-1 as the Citizens got a double for themselves. Ilkay Gundogan scored a couple of goals. The first was in the first 13 seconds of action, the fastest goal ever in an FA Cup final. Simply phenomenal, that strike from Ilkay Gundogan. He scored again in the second half, and despite an equaliser before the end of the first 45 by Bruno Fernandes from the penalty spot for Manchester United, the Red Devils still went on to lose that fixture by 2-1. And Pep Guardiola finally can start thinking genuinely of the possibility of winning a treble.
Yeah, now's the first day, when the first time we can to talk about the treble, but it's about winning the Champions League. But against, you know, United, it was special for our city, for our fans. And we performed really well, really, really well, and very pleased.
I can imagine how pleased he should be. We're going for a commercial break. When we return from that very brief break, we'll take our time to hear from you, for those who have not had an opportunity to share their thoughts on that final with us, because we really have dealt on it or haven't we, from Saturday evening till Sunday. And today, we'll look at it from a different POV, though. Just trying to look at teams in England. Now, officially, the season is over in England across every competition. Take away the Champions League for now, okay? We're trying to see which teams had the most successful experience and which teams were the most disappointing teams by their high standards in the Premier League for 2022-23 and beyond that. More like in England in its entirety, whether it's the Carabao Cup, the FA Cup or the Premier League, looking at all of these three competitions put together. My name is Chuma Nolin here with Adesi and Michael. She will also give you an opportunity to get her take on how close Man City are genuinely to getting that treble. All of those will come just after this quick timeout. No doubt about it, the game is still on 99.3 Nigeria Info, and it was nice bringing to you live coverage of the FA Cup final, as we always do, as the Femi and the Gang brand, Man City emerging victorious.
But there's no more time for Manchester United. They won't end up with the double. City claim a double. They are now on the hunt for the treble. It certainly is on for the Citizens. One final down, another one to go. And it's Captain Fantastic, we've done it. It's a memorable night for Manchester City at Wembley. It's a memorable occasion for Ilkay Gundogan. I say again, if he's leaving City, he certainly is leaving on a high. Two goals he scored in the final. And what goals we've seen from the German.
Ain't no sunshine when she's
Manchester. Gone. The noisy neighbours will celebrate. And the Red Devils have been banished. And the Red Devils have been banished all the way from Manchester to the hill that they belong to. It's glory, glory, Manchester City. It is defeat for United. Eric Ten Hag's magic couldn't walk. It's Pep Guardiola who celebrates, and the perfect build-up to the Champions League final next Saturday. It is Manchester City 2, Manchester United 1.
Yeah, that was a full-time score from that. Samuel Victor Agbani, lead commentator for that fixture. He had Muyiwaz, he's a colour commentator for that. He'll Nigeria Info on Saturday. Great job the guys did on that very broadcast, and that's about it. And yeah, I was back and forth with David on Saturday, and I decided to just expatiate on that topic and bring it here on a Monday so we can have you guys talk about it before we delve into other things on the show. But first off, before I get into that discussion, you can never get tired of reflecting on what Manchester City have achieved so far this season, Adeze.
Never. You can't get tired of it. And they just have made it look so easy.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. Realistically, they made every other team look like they don't have, you know, a project. Mm. They don't have a clear direction as to where they are headed. Against Manchester United, we knew that they were the favourites, but we felt United would have posed a better threat to their noisy neighbours. But United were not disgraced. They held it. They played with pride. But Manchester City's quality shone through. They didn't need Haaland. It has always been Gundogan. He pops up. He's the unsung hero. He pops up when it matters most. And that is the difference between City and United.
Mm.
Having one man popping up when the rest probably could switch off. Gundogan did it last year when they were almost bottling their Premier League title. Liverpool were expecting good news at Anfield on the last day. Last year, not last season.
Mm.
But Ilkay Gundogan again popped up. The same man, fastest goal, you know, is his volleying technique. He does that quite a lot from the edge of the box. And that reminded us of Zinedine Zidane's goal, Champions League final 2002 when he was at Madrid.
Yeah.
Almost the same goal. Almost the same goal. What a player. He's not getting all of the plaudits. And he's such a calm, humble character. I think City will have to sit down and beg him to stay. Yeah, we hear that Barcelona are offering him a 2 years contract, but City can even offer five because he's such an integral player for the team. Hitting those two quick goals, and Haaland was nowhere near in terms of goal scoring ability. And we could just go on and on talking about Manchester City and one thing stand in their way. That is where they have to be careful. And for credit to Pep Guardiola, he's treated the English domestic cups very carefully. Managers would come. I remember when Jurgen Klopp back in the day, first 3-4 years, he didn't really treat the domestic cups with so much respect. I remember one of the fixtures where he had to field Liverpool Academy, and then they were somewhere, you know, I think the War Club, whatever, at that time.
Mm.
But eventually, when the pressure was on him to make it his own, he began to show interest. He beat Chelsea in the Carabao Cup final and all that. So I think for City, they're just one trophy away from immortality. And that would be really huge. And who says they cannot do it? With the way they're going, with the way they've tightened their defence line, Manchester United scored a goal only through penalty. Mm. And it was a very controversial penalty at that. So their defence line, everyone is working. John Stones, another unsung hero, always stepping into midfield, always helping the team. Nathan Ake, the best reliable player ever. You know, I could go on and on eulogizing some of the players that Haaland is in another planet entirely. We know what he's up to. So I feel like Inter Milan, they are the favorite, but Inter Milan, it's not impossible that Inter Milan cannot beat them in a one-off. It's a one-off game. Just one error of the day could change the narrative, but they've got to really be careful. And again, fatigue in that FA Cup, they're humans. Mentally is getting to them, emotionally, psychologically, they're all drained.
Mm.
Chasing Arsenal for a longer time, you stop in Arsenal, having in mind to play Manchester United in the FA Cup final. Came to Wembley, their fans outsang Manchester United fans. It was so clear that they wanted their team to win, and they won it. So I feel like against Inter Milan, they will have to really be themselves, and then the trophy could be theirs.
Okay, so that's just we are building up. There's so many days to come before that Champions League final is from now until Friday to keep talking about it. And then, of course, the final is on the 10th of June. That's on Saturday. It's also the day for GoFest, just to mention that to you. You can run over to the website GoFestNigeria.com to register, like Go, G-O-A-L, Fest, F-E-S-T, Nigeria.com to register for free for now. Again, you've taken so much time if you have not registered yet, guys, because I'm sure that by the time we get to Wednesday, things go down finish, because again, it's a matter of thousands of people who come out for that, like we saw last year. It's going to be at the Balmoral Convention Center, Federal Palace Hotel, on the 10th of June. Zlatan Ibile will be performing there, also Mobad too, and we'll have the quality of Dio to the TON, to the number one hype man himself in this country at this time, performing as well. Amid other freebies and goodies, I should be there too, doing a bit of rhyming on stage on that very day. So we look forward to meeting you guys there. Okay, let's come back to this season. You know, because officially the end of the FA Cup signaled the end of the 2022-2023 football calendar in England for the high profile teams, that is. So I'd love to find out from you, you know, as you talk to us tonight. You can talk about the FA Cup success for Man City, but beyond that, we know Man City unarguably have had the best experience this season of any English club for 22-2023. But which team and teams will you rank second, third and fourth as to being the best in England this season? And it's not just a Premier League thing, guys. We're looking at a measure of all of, you know, just having to have a collage kind of all of the competitions that all the high-profile teams have competed in this season, from Man City to Arsenal to Manchester United to Newcastle to Tottenham to Chelsea to Liverpool to these very top sides. All of them started on the same pedestal, playing in the FA Cup, playing in the Carabao Cup, playing in the Premier League. Now the season is over. Across these three competitions, Man City have been supreme number one. But which teams do you think, by your ratings, were best, closest to Man City, second, third and fourth? And which of these top eight teams this days, or maybe top seven teams these days we speak about, had the most disappointing experiences? And it's not just one, because I know if I give you only one slot, I know one team that everybody will call. Okay, so apart from Man City, which other top seven, top eight teams do you think had the best of the 2022-2023 season? You could rate them second, third and fourth behind Manchester City. And feel free to also talk to us on the ones that had the worst performances across each of these competitions. I'll get into stats just to guide you, for those who may not really be familiar with, you know, someone say, I'm familiar with your game. I'm very familiar with your game. Now, in the Carabao Cup, which is the League Cup, Tottenham Hotspur, when the competition, just like any other side, right? And for Spurs, they were knocked out by Nottingham Forest in the third round. Arsenal also got knocked out from the third round of the Carabao Cup. And for the Gunners, they lost to Brighton and Hove Albion by 3-1. Liverpool narrowly escaped. Man City progressed. Manchester United progressed. Chelsea, though, were knocked out in the third round of the Carabao Cup. Now, for Manchester City, progressing to the latter stages of the competition, they were shown the exit door, the Citizens, eventually losing to Southampton in the quarterfinals. We know for Manchester United, they went all the way to winning the title. Liverpool were a team who were eliminated by Manchester City in the fourth round. So this is it. Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur did not go beyond the third round. Liverpool did not go beyond the fourth round. Manchester City did not go beyond the quarterfinals. Manchester United went on to win the title. So you can grade them based on how they finished in the Carabao Cup. Moving away from that to the FA Cup now, and how exactly things panned out for these supposed high-profile sides. Arsenal were knocked out by Manchester City. We know that. It's not breaking news anymore. Or is it? The Gunners had progressed into the latter stages of the FA Cup. But by the time they had the encumbrance in Manchester City, they couldn't go beyond that hurdle, because the Citizens were not ready to cuddle. And they got, you know, they got shown kind of the exit door, losing by a goal to nothing to Man City in the fourth round. So, third round in the Carabao Cup, exit for Arsenal. fourth round exit in the FA Cup for the Gunners too. But you know where they finished in the Premier League, right? They were second best, only behind Manchester City in the Premier League. In the FA Cup, Manchester United crossed every hurdle, getting into the final of the competition before losing to Manchester City. Man City were champions. Liverpool eliminated by Brighton and Hove Albion. They lost 2-1, in the fourth round. So Liverpool did not go beyond the fourth round of the FA Cup. And Tottenham Hotspur did not go beyond the fifth round because they lost to Sheffield United by a goal to nothing. And across two legs, Sheffield, of course, getting the win in that, as the case is, you know, for games that had to give us a bit of replays and all that. So that's it. Sheffield progressing and Tottenham being knocked out in what, the fifth round of the FA Cup. Manchester United going all the way to the final. None of the big guys, apart from Man U and Man City, none of Arsenal, Tottenham, Chelsea or Liverpool got to the quarterfinal stage of the FA Cup. And then the last thing I'll mention now, so I don't bore you with too much talking, will be how the Premier League season ended as to what the table was like. We know that it finished with Manchester City winning the title, Arsenal finishing second, Manchester United third, Newcastle United fourth, Liverpool fifth. And for Chelsea, they were what? Outside the top 10, right? So looking at the cumulative analysis, if we were to come through with mathematics right now, at this, Man City had the best season amongst English teams this term. But which teams do you think were second, third and fourth? Who can look back and say, well, 2022, 2023 was not that bad for us?
Man U.
Second or what?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm not going to use the log. I'm not going to use the log. Man United should look back and be proud of what they've achieved.
Okay.
Number one, there are several factors to that.
Yeah.
They had a new manager who has never been to England before in terms of coach. There was no experience. Let me just summarize it that way.
Mm.
There was no experience. He inherited a squad filled with hubris and individualistic spirit. And then his first game of the season, he was beaten clearly by a high margin. And then he had a headache to contend with. A player that has the highest hubris ever. His ego is filled like this, our studio we are seated in here. And he had to deal with it. He knew if I get this player off my way, I am going to at least get something this season. They hadn't won a trophy in seven years. And he came and broke the duck just for season.
Okay.
With the same bulk of players that other managers, when I mean other managers, in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Ragnik, also inherited. He bought a couple of players here, Lisandro, Malasia, Anthony, the dancer. But overall, still the same squad. Aaron Wan-Bissaka is better than what he's these days. He moves freely. You see him getting towards the ball and he's providing crosses. Back then, he only had one thing to do, 1v1, and then he's defending. He only minds his business. But now he's also contributing offensively. And then Casemiro has come on board, also doing really something great. So I think Man United are second team and getting to the FA Cup for final.
Okay.
They should have won it. Maybe they perhaps should have won, but they're up against a team that are having a form of their life. Like I said, they didn't play badly. They played for pride. They fought. They made it quite competitive. But unfortunately, City are City. That gulf is still there.
Yeah.
Because they don't have... You cannot... For you to pop up with those big moments, you cannot rely on Marcus Rashford. How to know a big team is when your key players embrace big moments and really turn up when it matters. Rashford scored 30 goals this season. On paper, fantastic. But let's not forget, since February, he has only 3 Premier League goals. Just 3 Premier League goals since February. That is not how to know. You don't win the league with a player like Rashford. And he's not even your striker. He's better suited on the left flank. He doesn't have, maybe for instance, a Harry Kane or Haaland presence. He doesn't have their finishing ability. He doesn't have their strength. So these are areas where they will have to look back Man United now to better their season. If they have to throw all of their kitchen sink in and out to get Harry Kane, that is who they need.
So second Manchester United.
Second Manchester United, by the virtue of all of the hurdles that the new coach, the lazy squad he inherited, every other person started doing well, getting to the domestic finals and qualifying for the Champions League.
Yeah.
So I think Man United should look back and say, thank you very much. They should be second in terms of achievement by your narrative this night. Yeah. So the third team will have to be Newcastle.
Oh, wow.
Newcastle, because they moved from also runs to Nuverich, starting from a well-orchestrated strategy from the board, and it transcended down to the pitch and ability to appoint the right man. I don't know who asked them to go for Eddie Howe. They should have gone for the big profile names, maybe going to Spain to bring in Lopetegui. Mm. Yeah, they contacted Goodibin and he said he wasn't interested. But however, they still stuck fit with Eddie Howe, who has done an incredible job qualifying for the Champions League for the first time in 20 staggering years. They should look back and say, we should be grateful and not breaking the banks.
Yeah.
They didn't get Ronaldo. You know, they didn't get the best player in the whole world. It was just strategic. Most expensive because they needed him and this club had to make most of that. We know he's not worth that amount. And then Bruno Guimaraes came on board as well. Cash or Target, rather. And then, you know, Kieran Trippier, who is one of the, you know, star players of that team. So, and all of the players, again, who Jacob Murphy improved his game. Joe Willock, the former Arsenal man. All of these players were forgotten. In fact, you could even classify them to be Miguel Almiron. You could even classify them to be championship kind of players. Mm. But they've gone to from championship players to Champions League, you know, quality. So, I feel like Newcastle should be third in my own ranking for having a fantastic season. And the fourth would be Arsenal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm putting them forth because Mikel Arteta showed signs of brilliance for some seasons now, and them also qualifying for the Champions League for the first time in 6 years or 7 years is also something remarkable. But he spent a lot of money. That's why I'm not going to put him second or third.
Okay.
He spent quite a lot, over 250 in different windows, trying to assemble what he needed. But however, they still had a good season. So they're in my fourth position.
Okay.
And then...
No, don't worry. No, okay. Don't stress yourself.
Okay, just the top four, right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
I think City, United, Newcastle and Arsenal.
Oh, guys, you got that, really. The top four most successful teams in England for 2022-2023 season. That's the list for our DJ Michael. You also can share yours with us. There's no argument that Man City are the most successful English team for this season. And guys, again, because I know it's easy to say Chuma, let's focus. We're not talking about the Premier League now. We're talking about accumulation of everything. The Premier League performance, the FA Cup performance, the Carabao Cup performance. If you even want to add their performance in Europe too, no wahala. But I didn't add Europe because it's not like we had too many English teams that went really fast to doing very well in Europe by their high standards for this season. So we'll get to you now. We'll share your thoughts on WhatsApp. We'll also have you have your say through the phone lines and check out your comments on Twitter using at Nigeria4FM. This is still Game On, brought to you by Femi and the gang. Still to come on the broadcast for tonight, the Super 6 in Nigeria. Currently, we're having a live fixture in that one. The sun shall soon shine, but maybe because the sun is not shining, sunshine stars are not shining that much now. Playing against Bennett Insurance and trailing by a goal to nothing after 55 minutes of play in that fixture at the Mobolaji Johnson Stadium on the island in Lagos. And yeah, let's get to you. 0700-993-993-993, the number you can dial. That's 0700-993-993-993. We also do have talk around Nigeria's Flying Eagles and the best from the European football scene as to transfers and otherwise. Welcome to Game On. How are you doing? Good evening.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Tassi. Calling from Ikeja.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. Please, I want to find out if as much as you win the league.
Yeah.
Win the league and the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Who match is supposed to play with? In
Community Shield.
The Super Cup.
Yeah, the Community Shield fixture. They will play Arsenal, the team that finished second in the league.
Because my friend was arguing with me that as much as they win both the league and FA Cup, it's supposed to be Man U.
No.
I said no, it's supposed to be Arsenal.
Yeah, it's Arsenal.
Yeah. Right. Please, I want to find out the remaining scores of the Super Fish.
Keep listening to the
show. Go to the stadium. Go to Nico. I'll find out.
Keep listening to the show. I just mentioned to you that Insurance are still leading 1-0.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, they certainly want you guys to be out there. I also want you guys to be out there. Let's support our football too. But we'll get into that conversation more as we progress. For now, we're still focused on you rating the most successful teams in England from number one to number four. We don't Man City have number one, so we're focused on number two, number three, and number four. And perhaps the teams that have failed the most by expectations. If it's just one team, I know the team everybody will go for. So I also love you to pick like three teams. Do you feel in that slot? The ladies, too, would love to hear from you. 01465-7190. That one is just for the winners.
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. Good evening to you.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
This mode is from Osborne Estate.
Okay, from Osborne Estate.
Like, from Osborne Estate.
I thought I heard Husband, though. Osborne, yeah, welcome.
Osborne.
Yeah, I got that.
I want to comment on the Flying Eagles.
We're going to get to the Flying Eagles shortly, okay?
Hello, sir.
We're not talking about the Flying Eagles right now. We'll get to the Flying Eagles as we progress. Yes. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, sorry, Chima.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is Greatness calling to my brother.
Welcome, Greatness.
I did a good evening to you.
Welcome.
I believe they said it, but my own opinion, understand?
Okay.
I will go for Arsenal.
As number two?
Yes. Because nobody think Arsenal will give this kind of headache in the Premier League.
Mm. But don't forget, it's not just about the Premier League. It's also about the Carabao Cup and FA Cup, everything put together.
Forget, you said? Yes, they didn't win anything, but almost. They could.
Okay.
It's just... they failed the missiles that Man City released.
Okay.
Now cut them.
All right. And so which seems to go for Arsenal, number three and number four for you?
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Then I will now go with Newcastle.
As number three?
Yes.
Hmm.
Man U should not be there because everybody expect Man U to do that. See, Man U is a big team.
But nobody in the last 7 years now, I'm going to be honest, or even more, Seth.
Someone that, do you know Man U started with Cristiano Ronaldo? Have you people forgotten? Why is happening with Ronaldo?
Okay.
Sign 100 million, sign Bogo to go. You know, sign Casemiro. Syria winner. I think you forgot it. Why is not? You should forget this thing that I give him my credit to.
Okay.
But I will give it to Arsenal, Newcastle.
Okay. All right, thank you. So he goes for Arsenal, second and third at Newcastle as the most successful teams in England behind Man City this season. We have Sam, Smart Odudu. I always like calling your name Smart as the Efiko Ibibio Odudu. But let me pronounce it the right way that you love it to be pronounced, because you're not Efik and you're not Ibibio. Smart Odudu. Did I pronounce that right, Smart? Welcome. Was that smart enough?
Well.
Nice one.
Well.
You're calling us from the USA, right?
Hi.
Chuma, calm down.
Yeah.
You see, I did the analysis. Oh, no, no, you go straight right here. Let me break it down.
Okay.
From the beginning of the season, you've always had that bias against Arsenal.
You think so?
You have just said Arsenal spent so much money. She never gave Arsenal a chance. If I had the recordings of all your analysis from the beginning of the season, even when Arsenal started topping, she always topped them down. She always never gave them a chance. In fact, if you want to go by what she was saying at that time, you wouldn't believe that Arsenal would be top four. You understand? Ah, we know Arsenal now. When that time reached, they will fail. You understand? That's what that. You just mentioned that Arsenal spent money. For Christ's sake, between Arsenal and Man U, who spent more? Arsenal ever spent more than Man U in any season? Now, Man U won Carabao Cup, Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
We're not clapping for them. When we're winning FA Cup back to back, they were like, after the FA Cup, Arsenal was. In fact, we know now.
Smart,
know
I beg. Smart. Rank your teams, I beg. Are they wait? Second, third, and fourth.
Of course, that man that just did it. No doubt. I want to use trophy as part of my.
Yeah, yardstick, kind of.
So, Man U was calm before Arsenal.
Okay.
I don't want to go because Arsenal is my team.
Mm.
But how can you rate Newcastle above Arsenal?
Okay.
How can you rate Newcastle above Arsenal? Until what?
So Man U second, Arsenal third, Newcastle fourth. As to success.
Yes, if you want to say people have spent money, then Adele should be putting Chelsea, not even in 20th, which is the last team. They should be ranked amongst championship.
We never talk about them yet, no way. Smart, just remind us of where you're calling us from, okay, before you go off.
I'm in Ontario, Canada.
All right, great to hear from you, Smart.
Always
a pleasure hearing from you, man. All right, thank you. Great to hear from you on the show. We have a commercial break coming up shortly. I know this thing will cost more wahala. Let's just sort out a few more calls now. We'll read out your comments on social media, Twitter and WhatsApp, and then we can switch full time to issues around Nigerian football, from the Flying Eagles to also the Super Six currently taking place right here in Lagos. This is still Game on Nigeria Info. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, good evening.
My name is
Daniel. Oh, let's see if the connection is good enough. Say that again, please.
My name is Daniel.
Oh, it's better now. Welcome, Daniel.
My goal is where?
Yeah.
Man City.
Yeah, of course. We all know that one best. No doubt about it.
That one is first.
Mm-hmm.
And why I will want to add Man U is because of that one cup they had. What will you say of Brighton and Wolves Albion? What will you say of them?
Abio.
Were they not good this season?
They were fantastic.
At least they qualified for Europa, isn't it?
Yeah, they did.
So, at least, this is a very small club that nobody knows.
Okay.
They have tried to the point of qualifying. Went at Leicester City, Everton, imagine fighting relegation, and they have qualified with few players that we even know that people know about. So I will not even, if I were to really, really, really name my first four, I don't think Man U should be there.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I'm being very honest.
So name that first four, I beg. We have Man City number one. Which teams will be second?
We have Man City number one. We have Newcastle.
Number two.
Wolves and Albion.
Brighton and Wolves Albion.
The fourth should be this other team that qualified for
Aston Villa. Arsenal no good to your list.
Aston Villa.
Arsenal.
Look, we should give this small team, you know.
Yeah.
We should give them chances to grow too. Okay. Let's forget about Man U. You cannot compare Man U and Aston Villa. You cannot compare Man U and Wolves and but with the little resources they have and what they have done, they've really done great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your own perspective. We appreciate that. This on WhatsApp from Kunle from Ikeja says, I agree with Adeze with my full chest. Says, good evening, Haz. I really want to know which club Adeze supports, Sef. That's that one to his message on
Himba Football Club. They're currently Lagos playing the Super Six.
You don't hear him now.
And I was with them.
Mm-hmm.
I support a club that I can connect with. I can go to the coach and say, I want this. I can talk to the player. So join me and support Enyimba. Thank you.
That's the spirit. This is Ezekiel from Asolo in Ikorodu. He says, good evening, guys. Kudos to Gundogan for the performance against Manchester United. Haaland failed to show up in the big game, both in the Champions League and FA Cup. He needs to improve. My best Premier League clubs of the season are second. That's behind Man City, who of course first already. Newcastle second, Arsenal third, Brighton fourth. And then he squeezes in Manchester United into fifth spot, kind of. And he goes for the worst. Top four worst for him this season. Chelsea, Tottenham, Leicester, and Southampton from number one to number four. Kenny from Ikorodu, thank you. Great to hear from you. He says, here are my top five teams. Man City, of course, number one. We know that. Winning the EPL and the FA Cup and hoping to win the Champions League too. Manchester United, number two for him for winning the Carabao Cup. Number three, Newcastle for qualifying for the UEFA Champions League for almost the point of relegation, from almost the point of relegation last season, something like that, okay? West Ham United, provided they win the Conference Cup final. And then Arsenal is number five for him as two most successful teams in England this season. Behind Manchester City. We'll be back with more for you right here on Game On with Femi and the Gang on Nigeria Info. Please keep your thoughts coming through also on Twitter throughout Nigeria Info FM. I'll be sharing those sentiments of yours as the show goes on. For now, I need to keep quiet and serve you with some commercial diets. I know you're still going to be there to enjoy more from us because you're not ready to die yet, right? We'll be back after this. Yeah, it is you, Femi and the Gango, 99.3 Nigeria Info is our Game On show right here, right now. And we certainly do have so much more time to stick around with you guys. Thank you for being a part of the experience. And let's keep it going. As long as you make this show a fixed show, we'll give you a fantastic mixture. And you will feel the texture, no doubt about it. Your thoughts are coming in on social media, Twitter throughout Nigeria Info FM, the WhatsApp portal, and the phone lines you have been buzzing. My name is Chuma Nolly. I'm here with Adeze and Michael this Monday evening, June 5, 2023. In just over 120 seconds time, we'll get over to Nigerian football. But I want to squeeze in a few more of your thoughts now as to our earlier conversation, because there are more persons who are keen to have their say on this. This one says, United played almost all the matches of the season. Winners of Carabao Cup, FA Cup Final, Quarterfinal, Europa League, 38 games of the EPL. Which team played more games in England? Puts the question mark there. United are perfect second. FA from Aton sends that one to us.
They played 68 games.
Crazy stuff, right?
Why United play 68 games?
Huge stuff. Good evening. My name is Suleiman Alaro from Freeman, Oshodi. Yes, says my top four. Manchester United, or Freeman Oshodi, Lagos Island. You say, says my top four are after Man City. Okay, you go with the other names. Manchester United are second, Arsenal third, Newcastle fourth. And if you just joined the broadcast now, you're wondering what we're talking about. So we've been asking the question now officially with the end of the FA Cup. Officially, the English football season is over. Carabao Cup was over, FA Cup over, Premier League sorted out too. And so I've been asking you alongside Adesi on the show this evening. We know Man City are the most successful English team for this season, right? But we're asking you to mention three other most successful teams in England by your own ratings when you look at all of the tournaments that they took part in, all of the competitions they took part in for 2022-2023. And I'm just going to add a few more thoughts from Alaro Suleiman, who had said, now yesterday beginning pain me say we lose to Man City. I want them to carry the Champions League. I don't want them to win the treble. Okay, so you wanted them to win the Champions League but not the FA Cup, just so they don't win that treble, to join you guys as he did in 1999. Brownish from Ikoro who says, I think I agree with Adeze 100%. Newcastle deserve being ranked above Arsenal because they never expected a top four finish. I'm a Tottenham fan though, so I might be sentimental, he says. Good evening, guys. The two best teams in the Premier League are the teams playing the Community Shield next season. Okay. That's Arsenal and Manchester City, he says. Well, that's me adding that to you because of course we know it's going to be Man City Arsenal in that Community Shield fixture. And he goes on to add, Manchester United and Newcastle can share third and fourth positions. Samuel has that message also on WhatsApp. Thank you, Samuel. I think I can squeeze in one more for now. My list is Manchester City, Arsenal second, Newcastle third, and Manchester United fourth. And where's your name? Is it anywhere to... Okay, Franklin from Magodo has his own reservations about... this is speaking about Arsenal signing players, and he says United spend money to sign players too. I'll just leave it to that for now. Okay, so we'll read out more comments, guys, as the show progresses. But time don't reach for us to switch to Nigerian football. And there's so much you have to speak about. But for Manchester United fans, make I just find on our trouble small, eh? Because it looks like some bragging rights will be taken off after Saturday if your City rivals achieve what you guys did in 1999.
They can equalise, and I'm not betting against them. I think they'll win this. They're going to win it. Solskjaer!
Well, they're now creating chances for fun.
I thought we saw what happened to them.
In towards Schmeichel. It's come for Dwight York. Cleared. Giggs with a shot. Sheringham!
Eddie Sheringham. And then Manchester United have that corner kick towards the end.
Beckham into Sheringham, and Solskjaer has won it!
The unthinkable happened.
Champions of Europe again, and nobody will ever win a European Cup final more dramatically than this.
Well, maybe that's a bragging right. Manchester United will still hold on to that. Nobody will ever win a European final just like they did in 1999. But when it comes to no Premier League team will ever win a treble, well, Manchester City are hoping to reenact what you guys did 24 years ago when they take on Inter in the Champions League final on Saturday. Let's keep it going on the Game On show. Next up is a territory that we are proud of because, again, before you come out, you're supposed to talk about waiting to happen for your domots. And it's all about the Nigeria Premier Football League and also our Flying Eagles, who are representing us in the FIFA Under 20 World Cup. The Flying Eagles unfortunately could not fly beyond the quarterfinal stage of that competition. I'll get to the bad news after we share the big one happening in Lagos now. It's the NPFL, baby.
The Nigerian Professional Football League.
It's a great shot.
You heard that line right. It's our league, it is our pride, and we hope that somehow it'll just keep giving us good news the way our music stars and movie stars are doing too. There's a live game currently on at the Mobolaji Johnson Stadium. Yeah. It is at this moment Insurance against Sunshine Stars. I'll share with you the current update from that fixture. It's 1-1. Sunshine Stars have come back. The game's currently in the 81st minute. Nwachukwu had scored the opening goal for Bendel Insurance, but Sunshine Stars have had Ekerete scoring in the 64th minute. So looks like there's going to be some dramatic end to that fixture. We saw two games earlier today. Enyimba beating Lobi Stars by a goal to nothing. That one kicked off by 2 p.m. our time. Obioma scoring in the 16th minute. And then the defending champions, Rivers United, played against Remo Stars. It ended even Stevens after 90 minutes, 2-2. Rivers United currently on 4 points after their victory from their first fixture. We have Mayuko Charles, the media officer of the Nigerian champions, joining us on the show tonight. Bro, always a pleasure hearing from you. And the best part of this is you're not too far away from me this time around. Welcome to your Nigeria Info's Game On, Mayuko.
Yes, thank you so much, Tuma. Always a pleasure to be live on your show. Albeit we're a bit relieved from the tension soaked match at the Wall of Bology Justice Arena.
Indeed. I was going to ask you what the feeling is like in the Rivers United camp, because, you know, on the surface, for the one who's watching from a distance, it feels like 4 points should not be bad. One victory, one draw. But how are you guys taking it in your camp? Is it a case of, okay, we're still on course to winning the title, or we don't drop 2 points? How are you guys seeing it?
Well, first and first, we're happy that we're able to pick 1 point. We showed character, considering very late in that game, and getting the equalizer directly from the key, the restart, and not many teams will be able to pull that one out. But again, we're back at the hotel. The guys have to take a shower, they have to rest, and then we'll get back to review that game. For me, I think we considered two cheap goals. That a lot, I know the technical manager, Kusale Eguma, will talk about. The guys let ourselves down by conceding those two cheap goals. And but again, we were shown that we are the reigning champions, the fact that we could come back. But I think a lot will be spoken about. For me, we dropped 2 points rather than 1 point.
Oh, wow. See the confidence now.
You think so, Charles?
Well, Charles, just to clarify, hold on a Daisy. I have my colleague here, Daisy Michael, who's in here too. I'm sure you're wondering whose voice is that. In case you feel, say, maybe I did bedroom and my friend, they talk to you. She has a question for you. Wait first, Mayuko Abeg. I just wanted to ensure you know who is talking.
Okay.
So Charles, we saw the drama that panned out, and you were, Rivers United were going to lose that game. Rivers United almost lost that game, 2-1. But credit to your players, just when you caught them when they were celebrating. They were celebrating the goal, and even the commentator didn't know exactly how that the equalizer from Rivers United came. Adini Rogun, Lukman scored the goal. But it was that hard effort. But I don't think, from my own, what I think, I don't think is a 2 points drop. It's actually you guys actually gained a point, because Remo Stars almost were home and dry.
Well, I think you raised a very, very important point. But I think a part of my duties with my video editor, part of our responsibilities after each game is to sit down, we review the tape, and then we bring out the major incidences out of that particular game. And, of course, when we get to our video analysis session with the players, we point out areas where we see where we felt we would have done better. And what we have done, as I speak with you and with my video editor, Mr. Zunda, and then we're looking at the tape, and the two goals we conceded, from our own view, we would have done better. We would have done better. The equalizer, we had two players that would have prevented that man from playing that shot from close range, but they did not react quick enough. The second goal we conceded, it was basically our fault. The shot was taken for more than 25 yards away from the goalpost, and there was no coverage. Nobody had to put pressure on that man before taking that shot. And when it has to do with technicalities, I think we failed to live up to our responsibilities, and someone has to be corrected for that. I think that's the point we're looking at it from. Yes, the drama, very good. But beyond that, the technicalities also have to look at.
I love the confidence that you guys are exuding as to what you believe you can achieve in this Super 6. You got knocked out in the quarterfinal stage of the CAF Confederation Cup, Yanga evicting you there. You are the last standing Nigerian side in that competition. You're out of the running for the FA Cup. So this is the major opportunity for a trophy this season. Eze Bunwoye Sumwike, the former governor of River State, who was a huge support to the team, is no longer governor, of course, as a new governor of River State right now. What's the feeling like in the camp as to believe that you guys can retain this title under the leadership of a new government in the state?
Well, to tell you how important this project is for River State, we have with us the former commissioner for sports in the person of Mr. Christopher Green. He's here.
Nice.
The River State government, you know, sent him here. He's not just here in a capacity as an individual.
Yeah.
So the current governor, Mr. Sim of Fubara, he's suddenly behind the team. Every day he has details of what is happening here with us in Lagos. I can tell you for free, even without any advert, that we are in one of the best hotels on the island.
Nice.
We are less than 5 minutes to the Mobile Legends Johnson Arena.
Nice.
The government have ensured that we have the best, as far as the best of you know, welfare is concerned.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the government is behind us. And they know that if we are able to achieve what we expect us to achieve, it's going to be a big plus for River State.
Beautiful stuff. I wish you guys the best of luck. I'm rooting for you. But Adeze Michael is not rooting for you because she's an Enyimba fan. I beg Pepe has more. I'll tell her how you guys will beat Enyimba. Please do something for me.
I think that's the very last kick.
Enyimba is just lucky that the fish dots are the very last game of this tournament. So we hope.
I'm really forward to that game.
I will, of course, continue what the. I think Enyimba was lucky today.
Okay.
They were not lucky. They worked so hard for the victory.
But
can I tell you something, Charles?
Yes.
Enyimba will win the title.
Enyimba
will win this title.
I hope they qualify for the country.
Enyimba will win this title. Watch out.
The way you celebrated your win today, I was like, who did Enyimba play against us?
It's Lobby now. You will still face Lobby, right?
Oh, always certainly a thing of joy to talk about success stories of teams in Nigeria. And we hope that whichever teams emerge from this competition also go on to represent us well enough on the continent next season. Mayuku Charles, the spokesperson of Rivers United, who I must mention again, are current champions of the Nigeria Premier Football League. Thank you for joining us on Nigerian Force Game On tonight.
Thank you, Chuma. Thank you, Adeze.
See you, Charles. See you on Wednesday, please.
The best of Nigerian football on Showcase is the best place to be anytime. The next episode will come up on Wednesday.
Yeah. See you on Wednesday, Charles. I'll come at you for your trouble.
See you on Wednesday.
Hey, Charles, thank you so much, bro. Have a blessed evening. So that's the media officer at Rivers United speaking to us on their 2-2 draw in the Super 6 earlier today. Well, it's still 1-1 in the final minutes of that game involving Bendel Insurance and Sunshine Stars. As I get ready to switch to Adeze for us to look at what today has offered us in that competition. But still to come, so you can prepare your minds, okay, on how you can go to the stadium to watch the action. There's a rest day tomorrow, and then hostilities resume on Wednesday, the 7th of June. There's Insurance against Enyimba. That game go tight well. That's the early kickoff by 2 p.m. Remo Stars will take on Sunshine Stars by 4:30 p.m. And then there should be Lobi Stars versus Rivers United by 7 p.m. Big games to come. However, let's look back at today's action. We're still watching Bendel Insurance and Sunshine Stars as they go for the victory in the closing stages of that. Adeze, Enyimba now on 4 points, just like Rivers United after two games.
Yeah, I thought that was the opening game.
Yeah.
They played Lobi. It was a much, much improved performance from what we saw them play against the...
That 2-2 draw. Was it Remo Stars,
yes. Mm-hmm. On paper, Remo Stars in the camp of Enyimba was penciled down as one of the tough games, because each time Enyimba come up against Remo, based on record, it's usually a very, very cagey affair. And it was the manner they considered that go. 10 minutes plus additional time, Enyimba were leading 2-1.
Mm.
Their vulnerability, set piece. They had to score that goal, Remo. And Remo have shown resilience. Look at them. They nearly beat Rivers United. Charles was coming from the angle of his job. He was, but Rivers lost that game. Everyone, it was a drama that was good for everyone to see in our league. From nowhere, as Remo were celebrating, just immediately the kickoff. I don't know how Rivers United walked the ball into that penalty box. It was, I think it was former Enyimba player Mohammed that shielded the ball. Not protected Adini Regune, the guy that Lukman, to score the goal. So it was just by the time even commentator was trying to describe the picture of the goal he saw at the other end, Rivers United were doing magic, and that's again the hallmark of champions. It would have been a big headline that Remo Stars, I beg your pardon, beats the champions, because Remo by this time 2019, when other people were playing playoffs, they were relegated. 4 years after, they're in Lagos playing. You know, that's the gradual growth Remo Stars have enjoyed.
Yeah.
Good recruitment. They had to plug in. It's like a machinery. They had to build from the academy, Junior Ndoka, to mention but a few. They've now added Junior Lokosa. They've now added Ifeanyi Anemena. They've now added a couple of other players, you know. Adedayo and Adebayo, the Adebayo brothers too, in Remo Stars, you know, helping them get instant results, because the pressure was on them. Are they going to get relegated? But look at where they are. It's a very functional, you know, Remo Stars team. Mm. They don't give up. They're very dogged. They're very resilient. Even when Rivers United were beating them, they never give up. And again, their coach understands his team. Usually when they capitulate in the first half, you will see major changes in the second half. But there's something about Rivers United that gives them an edge. I mentioned it to Emmanuel team yesterday. First of all, they play a certain kind of football.
Mm.
Especially when Nimawango has got that presence. He has that goal poacher instinct. The first goal he scored for them, it was really great. A striker smelling goal and blood in the penalty area. He was able to just lash onto the loose ball that was there and poked it home. It's also helping them to build up play. And there's something about their game that I think other teams, anybody don't even have it. No team have it. They don't play safe.
Okay.
They take the risk. They're quite adventurous. One of the things I've seen in our playoffs this season in the league is that each time teams get the ball to the penalty box, they'll start cutting it back. But Rivers United will look to take someone. No, the Gibson, the man they brought him from, what's the country they got him from? Gibson, he's actually a very, very deadly winger. He likes to take on opponents. He likes to, you know, cause trouble on that right-hand channel. So Rivers United are not going to play sideways. They're not going to, you know, go cut back and look for other areas. They take on the responsibility. They play expansive football.
Okay.
And they have squad depth. They could afford to bench. I saw Temple today on the bench. I saw a couple of other players also. The squad debt is there, and they are fresh. They're going to get rotated. But I think for me, that a bit. This is me now being professional. Yeah. They're the slight favourites to, you know, retaining their crown.
Well, you started the show by urging people to go to the stadium to watch the action, and a few have responded to you on WhatsApp. He says, "Good evening, Chuma, the Rhyme Master, and Adeze. It's not as if we don't want to cheer our league up, but fuel is expensive. Transport fare is on the high side, and now person where Bele Fool, they shout goal. Olumide from Ago Palace Way.
Excuses.
You know, Kota is sending that to us. This other one says, Ada, I cannot pay 3,200 naira to watch my aim. There is a better way the organizers of the Super Six would have made it easier for we, the fans, by providing buses in designated areas with a court fare fee of 1,000 naira to and fro. At least then that will inspire us to go out there and watch the action. Though, unfortunately, you cannot immediately respond after this commercial break.
Okay.
Let's sort out this break, guys. Michelle has that message, by the way, on WhatsApp. When we return, we'll just get your reactions to the Super Six and then switch to the Flying Eagles quickly before returning to other sports and international football. Big news around Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Benzema, Eden Hazard, and the likes. More to you come on Game On right after this quick timeout. Don't touch it, guys. We'll be back in style, guys.